Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Hear it from the doctor with expert guests from the American Academy of Pediatrics. It's Healthy Children. Now, our favorite mom, Melanie Cole, MS.
You know, even if you teach your children really good brushing techniques and flossing, they can sometimes get cavities. I've seen that with my daughter, who brushes so much better than my son, and yet he doesn't get cavities and she does. So the big question is, how do we even get cavities, and is there a way to prevent them? My guest is Dr. Wendy Sue Swanson. She's a fan favorite here on Healthy Children. She's a board-certified pediatrician, mother of two young boys, and the author of Seattle Children's Hospital, Seattle Mama Doc Blog. And welcome to the show, Dr. Swanson. So cavities, can we prevent them?
Well, we can do our best to work at it, but you're right. Sometimes some kids are set up for more cavities than others, and that's because cavities are caused by infectious germs. You know, most people don't know that. I mean, it's a chronic health condition in some ways because we've got bacteria that live in our mouth. And, you know, when babies are born, they don't have a lot of bacteria in their mouth and in their intestinal tract. And from day one, we, you know, the environment, and then we even start transferring those germs to our baby's mouth. So germs are spread by saliva, you know, from moms or dads who even kiss their babies or sharing food or even utensils. So it's a good point, even before your baby's born, to remind moms and expecting moms in particular, that if you're pregnant, getting active tooth decay treated before your baby's born is really important, because you're going to get rid of that infectious environment in your own mouth, because that, when that baby comes out, let me tell you, you're going to be smooching them like crazy.
Yeah, that's great advice to start dealing with it even before you have a baby. Give us some more advice about preventing cavities.
Yeah. So the other thing to remember is, you know, snacking, it really does change even kind of our predisposition to cavities. Reason being, you know, acid attacks your teeth for about 20 minutes after you're eating anything. So if you eat, you know, three meals a day and one snack, you're doing a good job. Might rinse your mouth with fluoridated, meaning kind of tap water afterward. But if you're snacking all day long, those preschoolers sometimes, those school-age kids that just kind of want to graze, you're constantly putting all that stuff on those teeth. So try to help having your child, when you're doing snacks, sit down and have a snack all in one sitting, and then get up, have some good tap water rinse after that, and then get up and go. Another thing to remember, that, you know, we think of sticky stuff as like those, you know, parents I think really think about, oh, okay, gummies are bad, or fruit leathers, or those kind of fruit strips, those are bad. But, you know, some of the worst foods in ways is actually crackers and carbohydrates, because they kind of wedge into your teeth and then they sit there. So kids are snacking on, you know, those little fishy crackers or, you know, pretzels all day long. That actually is going to be worse for their teeth in some ways than having one gummy bear in the afternoon, or a couple in the afternoon all in one sitting. And I, Melanie, love to talk about the rules, what I call the rules of twos. So we know we're supposed to get our kids' teeth brushed. But number one, when your baby, you know, the minute your babies get teeth, somewhere between 6 and 9 months or even up to 12 or 15 months of age, you want to start kind of washing those with tap water thereafter. And then as kids age, starting at age one, we want you to use fluoridated toothpaste. So not training toothpaste, but the good stuff. But you just use a little bit of an amount, because you don't want to give too much fluoride. So what we talk about is kind of a rice kernel amount of toothpaste, a tiny little squiggle of it, and smear it all over a brush, and then use that to brush your toddler's teeth. And you want to do it 2 times a day. This is this rule of two. So 2 times a day, you want to brush those teeth for as long as 2 minutes. And you, as a parent, want to help support your kid's teeth brushing, meaning you're doing the brushing, I say, until they're in second grade. So 2 times a day for 2 minutes with fluoridated toothpaste, helping your kids twice a day until they're in second grade.
And you know, Dr. Swanson, one of the things that I've always been sort of mystified by, and I know the kids need bubble fruit, some kids need orange and bubble fruit and these different flavors and such. Are those flavored toothpastes, do they contain sugar? Do they contain sugar substitutes, which maybe we don't want our kids to have anyway? My kids used Crest even when they were little. Ooh, it was spicy, but they used it anyway. Is there some reason we should or shouldn't be using those weird fruit-flavored toothpastes?
Yeah, that's a great question. I think they're just fine. They don't have added sugars in them. You know, that bubblegum watermelon type stuff. We've got watermelon flavored in our house, I know. And you're right, kids do say that spicy stuff. Now, some kids will tolerate the spicy, minty flavor that we've got in adult pastes. But what we know is if it's not a training toothpaste and it's fluoridated, it tends not to have sugar in it. So it's a safe and approved toothpaste. But always talking directly with your dentist or your pediatrician is a good idea. If you've got questions, and bring in the toothpaste if you do that. I think there's just a lot of confusion of when you start using quote-unquote real toothpaste with fluoride. And a good reminder for parents is just to remember it really is age one. Even before your kids are spitting, you just want to use a really small amount. And then when kids really learn how to spit, which, you know, usually isn't until age three or more, then you can switch to kind of a pea-sized amount of that fluoridated toothpaste, you know, orange flavor or minty flavor, depending. And there are some natural, kind of quote-unquote natural toothpaste out there that families may like, but I always, you know, really want to steer families towards that fluoridated toothpaste. That's the really important thing. And one other thing we can't, you know, I've mentioned a couple times about tap water, but, you know, we want your kids to drink tap water, and we want your kids to use tap water throughout the day because that's fluoridated. There are some pockets still in the United States that have areas where community water doesn't have fluoride in it, and you can check with your pediatrician about that. But certainly the majority of our water source in this country really does help protect the enamel, that really hard shell around the tooth, from decay over time, even when they just got the baby teeth.
So, okay, we've got our water with fluoride in it, and we've got our toothpaste with fluoride in it. Do the kids need those fluoride treatments the dentists sell us? I mean, they charge you per tooth, and maybe not even when the kids have baby, they might have baby teeth. I've had a dentist try and do it, and when they, you know, I don't know. Do they need these fluoride treatments? Because they're
expensive. Well, that's probably a question for your dentist and your pediatrician. In Washington State, for example, there's been a really big push. About 40% of our pediatricians in the state have been trained to even do a fluoride varnish, so you don't need to have it done at the dentist. But we still want you to start seeing a dentist when your baby turns one and see them every 6 months. Those fluoride varnishes, what they do is just provide a really hearty dose to kind of coat the teeth to really, again, fight against those infectious germs, those bugs and kind of critters that live in our mouth and kind of break down the tooth and really affect the health not only of the primary teeth, but the secondary teeth or the adult teeth that are coming down and the health of your gums. And that's where flossing is so important. And it can be quick and easy. And I think, you know, really making sure that we start doing that early with some of those flossing sticks that make it easy for kids to hold, and modeling, of course, with our kids. You know, so many patients come into clinic and talk to me about the toddler years where there's these epic battles of getting kids to brush their teeth at night before bed, and making sure that I always say, like, put your own toothpaste, you know, and your own toothbrush on the same sink where you are with your kid, and do it at the same time. Like everything in parenthood, our kids are really watching what we do. So if flossing's a part of your life, flossing will probably look really attractive to kids. They'll want to do what you're doing too. And it's just never, you know, we can't ever forget that that modeling is really powerful stuff.
So in the last minute and a half or 2 minutes left, give us your best advice for children's, you know, oral health, cavity prevention, any of those kinds of things.
So number one, taking care of your own mouth is really important when you've got a baby. So you're going to pass on bacteria from your mouth to your child's mouth if you smooch them. So making sure that you're thinking about that going forward. Don't ever pre-chew the food for your baby. You know, there was a recent controversy about that in the last couple of years. It's not necessary for a baby, and certainly you're going to pass on that bacteria. Brushing twice a day, starting at the age of one, with fluoridated toothpaste, a tiny smear when your child can't spit, and a pea-sized amount of toothpaste once your child can spit. And then having regular visits, and remembering it's better to eat food all in one sitting and then rinse out your mouth instead of grazing all day, because that food will stick on those teeth. Even crackers will stick in those molars and start to cause decay to the teeth. But starting early with these great habits can truly change the health of your child's mouth for a lifetime.
Wow, that's really great advice, and it's something that I love that you pointed out, the role modeling, because that is absolutely so important. If your kids do not see you brushing and flossing a few times a day, or brushing after meals, brushing before bed, brushing after you've been sleeping all those hours and the acids had a chance to sort of build up in your mouth, then maybe they're not going to follow suit. So we have to start our children at 1 year old, seeing their dentist every 6 months, teach them good hygiene, good oral hygiene. This is Melanie Cole, and if you missed any of the great information that we're giving here, you can listen anytime on demand or on the go at radiomd.com. Thanks so much for listening. Have a great day and stay well.